before the Lord did fall. In the name of Jesus, for pardon love did call. He heard my supplication, and soon the weak was strong. Jesus took my burden. Ah, yes, he left me with a song. When I was crushed with sorrow, I bowed in deep despair. My load of grief and heartache seemed more than I could bear. It was then I cried in glory, oh Lord, oh Lord, how long? Jesus took my burden, thank God he left me with a song. Yes, Jesus took my burden, I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden in answer to my prayer. My anxious fear subsided, and soon the weak was strong. Jesus took my burden, thank God he left me with a song. Trust him for the future, for he knoweth all the way. And with his eye he'll guide me along the pilgrim way. And I will tell in heaven, while the ages roll along, Jesus took my burden, and God he left me with a song. Oh, Jesus took my burden, I could no longer bear. Lord Jesus took my burden in answer to my prayer. My anxious fear subsided, and soon the weak was strong. Jesus took my burden, then God he left me with a song. Thank you. consider all the works thy hand hath made. I see the stars. I'm not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take him. And on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul,
when I was a boy, when the Lord reached down and not only saved my soul, but also brought my mom and my dad and my sisters and my brother to the Lord Jesus too. And I can remember as a boy in the farm at home, because I was reared on the farm, whenever the last one of the family was saved, which was my father, we used to go across the fields on the tractor and bring in the hay and doing the work on the farm, we used to sing a lovely old gospel hymn. I'm sure maybe many will recognize it. It's just simply entitled, When the Trumpet of the Lord Shall Sound. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved and heirs shall gather over on the other shore. And the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. This morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let me labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let me talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and the work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. One of the favorite hymns that Dr. Paisley's mother used to sing, and I can remember as a young person hearing Mrs. Paisley sing the words of this lovely old hymn, and it's just simply entitled The Old Fashioned Meeting. And thank God for the old fashioned meetings, where the word of God was faithfully proclaimed and the power of God was experienced in a very mighty and powerful way, and the Lord came down and swept multitudes of men and women, young boys and girls, into the kingdom of the Lord. Listen to the words, which are simply entitled The Old Fashioned Meeting.
Oh, how well I remember in the old fashioned days, where some old fashioned people had some old fashioned ways. In the old fashioned meetings, as it tarried there, in the old fashioned manner, God answered their prayer. Was an old fashioned meeting in an old fashioned place, where some old fashioned people had some old fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner, I began to pray, and the Lord heard and He saved me in the old-fashioned way. There was singing, such singing of those old-fashioned airs. There was power, such power in the old-fashioned prayers and old-fashioned confessions. an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned place, where some old-fashioned people have some old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner, I began to pray, and the Lord heard and saved me in the old-fashioned way. As the fashions do of men, if he's always the same, why he's old-fashioned then. As an old-fashioned sinner, say through old-time grace, oh, I know my Lord will take me to an old-fashioned place. 'Twas an old-fashioned meeting in an old-fashioned where some old-fashioned people had some old-fashioned grace. As an old-fashioned sinner, I began to pray, and the Lord heard and saved me in the old-fashioned way. Yes, the Lord heard and saved me.
I found a little piece that was simply entitled Preacher on the Fence. And you know, there are a lot of preachers that try to sit on the fence. They don't want to come down on this side, they don't want to come down on that side, they just want to please everybody. And yet, whilst they're trying to please man, they forget they're not pleasing the Lord. And of course, the reason why they're preaching is, as Paul said to Timothy, he says, preach the word. And that's what God calls the preacher to do. In actual fact, if he's not willing to preach the word, then he's far better to get out of the pulpit. Leave the pulpit aside, because he's not meeting his calling and reaching the calling that God has given to him. I trust you get the words of this little piece I'm going to sing. It's just simply entitled, Preacher on the Fence.
From out the millions of the earth, God often calls a man to preach the word for the truth, take the royal stand. Just sad to see him shun the cross or stand in its defense. Between the people's right and wrong, the preacher on the fence. Come down, oh come down, yes come down from off the preach the gospel as it is, take the consequence. Come down, come down, come up, come up, come down from up the fence. Your duty's plain, you can't remain a preacher on the fence. Tis surely God that called the man to battle for the right. Tis his to bear it out the wrong, turn on all the lights. But he's a compromiser, for he's out for pans and pence. The shame of heaven, but the joy of hell, a preacher on the fence. Come down, yes, come down, oh, come down from off the fence. And preach the gospel as it is, take the consequence. Come down, come down, come up, come up, come down from off the fence. Your duty's plain, you can't remain a preacher on the fence. Now some are trying hard to prove God never made a man. He evoluted from the imp, they've had me understand. But I am sure God's word is true. It is my sole defense. And I'd be glad to chase such a preacher down from off the fence. Come down, yes, come down, out of your family tree. Let the higher critics, Darwinites, teach their philosophy. Come down, come down, come up, and let those baboons be. They may be apes, but they can't make a monkey out of me. Come down, yes, come down, oh, come down from off the fence, and preach the gospel as it is, take the consequence. Come down, come down, come up, come down from off the fence. Your duty's plain, you can't remain a preacher on the fence. Your duty's plain, you can't remain preacher on the fence.
You know, friend, the preacher's responsibility is not to sit on the fence, but to come down off the fence and preach the word of God as God has given it to him. One little verse and then I'll hand back over to our brethren.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the pleasure sin I resign. My grace. Savior art thou. If ever I love, my Jesus is now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me, and you purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. Lovely Savior, since it blessed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'm going to shout it while
One day a young man came to the Lord Jesus Christ. We think about him in a few moments' time when we open the scriptures, but he was so concerned, so burdened about his soul. And yet the reality is this, that someone could be burdened about their soul and yet never be saved. A person could be concerned about their need of God's salvation and still miss God's salvation. And that's the story of this young man.
Acres of diamonds, mountains of gold, all the rivers of silver, jewels untold. All these together couldn't buy you or me. Give you peace in the valley or a conscience that's free. Salvation or a satisfied mind. All these together, money can't buy. If you had Jesus, there's more wealth in your soul than all the acres of diamonds, mountains of gold. A rich young ruler in the Bible were told how he worshipped his silver. Oh, he worshipped his gold more than the master. So he went away. He was lost without Jesus. Didn't do what Christ said. And the Savior was sorry for the young man that day. For you cannot be saved, friend, turning Jesus away. If you've got Jesus, there's more wealth in your soul than all the acres of diamond, mountains of gold. Thank God.